Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on cleaning up a subway to roller using macro controls and resampling. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a tight, heavy drum and bass bassline that feels controlled, musical, and ready to arrange. We're going to build a simple bass rack, map a few smart macro knobs, perform the movement in real time, and then resample the best parts to audio so you can edit them like a pro. A subway roller is that deep, steady DNB bassline that sounds simple at first, but carries all the tension underneath. The big challenge is keeping it clean. If the sub is too wide, if the mid bass is too messy, or if the movement is too random, the whole track can start to blur out. So today, we're not just making the bass bigger, we're making it more controlled. Start by opening a new Ableton Live set and setting the tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB zone, and it gives you the right energy right away. Next, set up a basic drum loop. Keep it simple. Snare on 2 and 4, a kick pattern that supports the groove, and maybe a light break layer or a few ghost notes. The bass needs something solid to lock to, so don't overcrowd the drums yet. Now create a MIDI track for your bass and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, make two chains. One chain will be your sub, and the other will be your mid bass. For the sub chain, use operator or wave eatable and choose a very simple sine wave sound. Keep it mono. This part should be clean, centered, and steady. You can add a tiny bit of glide if you want a subtle slide between notes, but keep it gentle. The whole point of the sub is to support the groove, not to call attention to itself. For the mid-bass chain, use wave-eatable with a basic saw or square tone. Add an auto filter, then add saturator or overdrive for some harmonics. If you want, add utility at the end so you can manage width. This layer is where the character lives. The sub gives you weight, and the mid layer gives you movement and attitude. Now write a simple 8-bar bass pattern. For a beginner roller, keep the note choices limited. Use the root note, maybe an octave jump, and one or two passing notes. A good starting idea is to have longer notes on the offbeats, short gaps before the snare hits, and a small variation in bars 3 and 4 or 7 and 8. If you're working in F minor, for example, you might stay around F1, C2, and Eb1. The first version should feel almost too simple. That's good. We'll make it move with the macros. Now let's map the controls that matter. Open macro map on the instrument rack and assign a few useful parameters. Map one macro to sub level, one to mid level, one to filter cutoff on the mid layer, one to saturator drive, one to filter movement, and one to width on the mid layer. Keep the sub chain mono. Do not widen the sub. That's a very important DNB habit, because the low end needs to stay tight and centered, especially on club systems. Here's where the creative part starts. The goal is not to make one huge sound sweep. The goal is to make small, useful moves that help the bass breathe with the drums. For example, use the tone or filter macro to open the bass slightly when the phrase needs energy. Use the dirt macro to add a little more edge in the second half of the loop. Use the movement macro to open the sound slightly before a snare or a fill. Use the sub-level macro to pull the low end back a tiny bit when the drums get busier. And use the width macro only on the mid layer, usually for held notes or transition moments. A really useful beginner trick is to map one macro to several small changes instead of one extreme change. For example, one energy knob could open the filter a little, add a touch of drive, and raise the mid level slightly. That often sounds much more natural than one dramatic sweep. Now listen carefully and clean the bass with your ears, not just your EQ. If the low end feels muddy, check the note lengths. Sometimes shortening a few MIDI notes cleans the groove faster than cutting frequencies. If the bass is too thick, reduce the mid-bass level before reaching for more processing. And if the sound feels lifeless, try just a tiny bit more filter movement rather than cranking everything. A clean roller depends on contrast. You want tight sections and animated sections. If everything is always moving, nothing feels special. So think in phrases. Keep bars 1 through 4 a little cleaner and more restrained. Then make bars 5 through 8 slightly brighter, dirtier, or wider. That change alone can make the whole loop feel more musical. If the mid-bass is stepping on the sub, add an EQ8 after the rack and gently high-pass the mid-layer so the sub owns the bottom end. If the sound feels too wide or splashy, use utility to reduce width on the mid-layer. And always compare the bass with and without the mid-layer. If the track still feels strong without the mid-layer, that means your sub is doing its job. If everything disappears, your sub may not be carrying enough weight. Now we get to the fun part. Resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play your 8-bar loop while performing the macros. Don't just let it run. Move the knobs musically. Capture one pass that stays clean and tight. capture another with more dirt, capture one with a more open filter sound, maybe even perform a small fill or transition moment. This is one of the best ways to turn a basic MIDI roller into something you can actually arrange. Once it's recorded, you can cut it into one bar or two bar chunks, keep the strongest sections, reverse small pieces, mute little gaps, or build a switch up without reprogramming the synth. After resampling, drag the audio into your arrangement or session and clean it up. Trim any messy edges. Add fades if needed. Cut space for the snare or for drum fills. Duplicate the best phrase if it works well. A really practical arrangement move is to keep bars 1 through 4 cleaner, then let bars 5 through 8 get a little more intense. That gives you movement without losing the groove. If you want a simple upgrade, make 3 versions of the same bass, one clean, one darker and narrower, and one brighter and dirtier. Then you can swap them around in the arrangement without redesigning the whole sound. That's a huge time saver. Remember the biggest beginner mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub stereo. Don't overdo the distortion. Don't stack too much low end into the mid layer. Don't automate everything at once. And don't ignore the drums. A roller has to lock with the breakbeat, not fight it. Here's the mindset that will help you most. Use macro controls to clean the bass, not just to excite it. Small changes often sound more professional than huge ones. A little filter opening, a little extra drive, a little width on the mid layer, and a controlled resample can give you a bass line that feels alive but still disciplined. So to recap, build a mono sub and a controlled mid-bass layer, map useful macros, keep the changes subtle and musical, check the bass against the drums, and then resample the best performance into audio so you can edit it faster. In drum and bass, the real win is not just heaviness. It's heaviness with space and control. Now it's your turn. Set up your rack, make a simple 8-bar roller, move the macros like you mean it, and resample the best version. If you do it right, you'll end up with a clean, heady bass phrase that's ready for a drop, a switch up, or a breakdown return.